This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. They're one of the most mythical couples in the art world, but for the majority of their professional lives, the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo's work was overshadowed by that of her husband, the celebrated muralist Diego Rivera. Now, though, she's firmly established as a global feminist icon, and her work receives all sorts of attention. A new exhibition at Atlanta's High Museum of Art displays the work of both Frida and Diego together for the first time in the United States. The image that greets you as you step off the elevator and into the exhibition Frida and Diego, Passion, Politics, and Painting is not one of Diego Rivera's murals or of Frida Kahlo's self-portraits. It's a photograph of the two of them, their faces side by side. This is the exhibit's curator, Elliot King.
Our hope is that it immediately sets the stage that this is an exhibition of both Frida and Diego, that they should be on equal footing. Diego certainly looks a little bit more menacing in this particular photograph. Frida looks much softer, much more feminine here. But this is an exhibition of equals.
It's also quite ambitious. This is the largest exhibition ever mounted of the artist's combined works. It includes some of Rivera's early oil paintings, as well as about a quarter of Kahlo's work.
Frida Kahlo did only about 130 paintings during her entire lifetime. So for the Southeast United States, it's a really fantastic and important exhibition.
Though they were married, they were quite different when it came to artistic style and distinct personalities in each and every way. What are we here in Atlanta getting out of seeing their works together?
The style of their works is really quite different, and that's one of the reasons that they haven't been paired before, even despite their long marriage and their shared commitments. But we think that by putting them together, it really highlights shared ideas that they had with Mexican traditions, with the indigenous people of Mexico, shared political passions, and all of that is really what works out in our exhibition to see how their works can be seen together and inform one another.
One image makes it plain just how much the two were influencing each other. Dominating a wall, it shows a dense crowd of Mexican workers and peasants taking up arms amongst the machines of industry. One figure waves the flag of the Communist Party, the hammer and sickle against a red background. This is Rivera's interpretation of the Mexican Revolution.
One of the big challenges of this exhibition is that if you want to see Diego Rivera murals, you kind of have to go to those buildings. You can go to Detroit, you can go to San Francisco, you can of course go to Mexico City, but we can't take those paintings off the walls and bring them here to the museum. And so we have reproduced some of the murals to scale, but this is one of the images that Diego painted for the Ministry of Education. He painted about 120 murals over 5 years, and of course has Frida right there front and center in the red shirt. This is right when they met.
Yeah, it looks, you can't miss that face.
Exactly.
Set for us in time the period in which they lived and worked.
Well, they were both growing up an extraordinarily tumultuous period. Diego spent most of the Mexican Revolution in Europe from 1910 to 1920. And so at the time that his country was really undergoing this large-scale agrarian revolution, he was basically sitting in the cafes learning from Picasso, learning from Georges Braque, and taking on the European avant-garde style of painting. Frida Kahlo is actually she's born around 1907, 1908, but she always says that she's born in 1910 in order to have her birth correspond with the revolution. It was that important to her growing up. They were firecrackers in every sense of the word. They were artistically avant-garde and also very politically driven and in the media at all times. And people were following the tumultuous relationship they had, and yeah, they were very exciting in every level.
The two were never far from controversy. In one gallery, the High has reproduced another of Rivera's murals, the design originally commissioned for Rockefeller Center in New York City. Among the scenes of workers and revolutionaries, Rivera saw fit to include unmistakable images of Vladimir Lenin and Karl Marx.
Basically, they said, no, that's not going to fly. And so they paid him his money, they draped it, and then a couple of months later, they destroyed it.
Really?
So the whole mural was taken down, and Diego was very, very upset. Our great wall is this one here of our self-portraits. It's so rare to have 7 Frida self-portraits from various collections all brought together in one place. On the far end, we have a painting called The Self-Portrait with Cropped Hair that comes to us from the Museum of Modern Art. And that's a particularly important painting autobiographically, because at that time, she had just learned that, well, she had been having a lot of affairs. Diego had been having a lot of affairs. Mm-hmm. Generally, they were sort of okay with that. Yeah. She had had an affair with Leon Trotsky, for example. But in 1939, she finds out that Diego's had an affair with her younger sister, Christina. Mm-hmm. And that's really the last straw for her, so she files for divorce. And when she does that, she paints this portrait where she cuts off the long hair that Diego loved, and she takes off the Tijuana dress that he also adored, and instead presents herself in maybe one of his oversized men's suits.
What makes Frida and Diego such a mythical couple that viewers, that we continue to find them both so fascinating, whether together or apart? Mm-hmm.
I think that Frida particularly strikes people because of the exoticism, because of the strength. She's become a feminist icon. She's become an LGBT icon. There are so many elements of Frida's personality that appeal to different viewers. And of course, because they're self-portraits, you really get a sense of that it's her there on the canvas. It's not representations of other things. It's really her and her life. Diego, I think, he's more popular than Frida in Mexico. And I think that's because, you know, he's the storyteller. He tells these wonderfully rich stories and the history of the Mexican people. And that is a larger-than-life personality. When you have two larger-than-life figures, they attract a lot of attention, and people are excited about that. In their work, the stories that they tell and the concerns that they had are still very much part of our contemporary life. You know, they're concerned about unemployment. They're concerned about the working class and the plight of the workers. Those are stories that are still absolutely relevant today, and why people, when they look at these, are making connections to those paintings.